right, we can throw away the old calendars. Time to hang the new calendars. Yeah, first day of 2024. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. The National Weather Service does have a fog advisory. Visibility less than 1 mile in dense fog in many areas. At least for this morning, right in Colville, we're okay. But you may run into fog if you are traveling south down into the Spokane Deer Park area. They say low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Also, with the temperatures right near freezing, there is that possibility of the freezing fog making the roads slick. So slow down a little bit. Make sure leave your headlights, use your headlights during the daytime, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Well, this week we're going to talk a little bit about New Health. Of course, they have the new building up on North Main here in Colville. We want to hear about New Health, some of the changes they have made, what is going on there, more significant changes there in the offing.
My name is Desiree Sweeney. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for New Health. We are the rural federally qualified health center in Stevens Ferry in Ponderay County. We provide medical, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy in a unique integrated care model that is consistent with other health centers in the state of Washington. We were incorporated in 1978 with our first clinic in Northport, Washington. Today we have clinics in Colville, Chewila, Springdale, Loon Lake, Nine Mile Falls, and Ione in Ponderay County. December, we opened the new service site in our Newport location. We also have a mobile unit that provides sports physicals and immunizations to various parts of the county. New Health serves about 16,000 patients in the Tri-County area and employs about 180 staff members in clinical and non-clinical positions. Our administration office is located in Chewila, Washington, and houses about 45 unique job descriptions to include clinic management, information technology, finance, billing, marketing, maintenance, human resources, and other positions that support the clinical care model. In fall of 2021, New Health launched our internal workforce development program called New Health University. This is an opportunity to bring together a comprehensive philosophy for internal and external training that we can support our current and future employees. We invest in their training with dedicated training time. We have robust onboarding tools for all positions to ensure each employee has an opportunity for the greatest success and future growth within our company. Growth and advancement is a top priority for the organization and the leadership team. We want to keep our rural community and our rural kids in mind when we talk about future growth and create those opportunities. The mission of New Health University is community-based educational pathways for rural youth and to empower employees with training, education, and internal career pathways to strengthen our current and future healthcare workforce. The vision of New Health University is to be the employer of choice. We're very excited about the work that we've done over the last couple of years, and New Health was awarded one of the best places to work in Inland Northwest. That is an award that comes from the Spokane Journal of Business with a third-party vendor who solicits input from our staff in an anonymous manner. This award is a competitive award from various industries, large, small, private, for-profit industries, and New Health was awarded that this last year.
All right. We're going to find out more about New Health this week, but boy, have they made changes here in the last few years, and their changes certainly have, they've got more changes still to come. Well, one state lawmaker wants to make sure students in smaller school districts are no longer educated in rundown facilities that need repair. He's pushing for legislation to provide state grants to upgrade classrooms. John Satgast has that report.
Southwest Washington Representative Joel McIntyre says kids should have a quality learning environment regardless of where they go to school. But in some of the economically challenged rural districts that cannot afford facility upgrades, it's a sad situation.
And you go to a school that was built in the 60s, the roof is leaking, there's garbage cans and buckets catching the water, and you say, why can't we do the same for them? Why the huge inequity?
McIntyre's House Bill 1044 would provide grants to small school districts in the most need of modernizing, repairing, or replacing buildings and classrooms.
It addresses how we're going to prioritize and how we're going to get to these communities. How do you sift through the many, many schools out there and determine who needs to get seen first?
The bill is awaiting a vote on the House floor. The 2024 legislative session convenes in Olympia on January 8th. John Satgast, the state capitol.
All right, coming right up, we're going to talk more about what's coming up in the legislative session, along with a few changes here the first of the year. Well, drivers would get a fuel rebate check under a proposal filed in the legislature. Representative April Connors from Kennewick, Representative Mary Dye from Pomeroy introducing House Bill 2040, known as the Carbon Auction Rebate. It would use the $1.3 billion in excess revenue collected under the state's new cap and trade carbon allowance auctions to distribute one-time payments of 6.8 million registered vehicle owners here in the state. The carbon auctions, which started this year, part of the Climate Commitment Act that was signed into law in 2021, the auctions were anticipated to bring in $574 million. The state has collected about $2 billion from this year's auctions. It's not enough from what people have had to pay for gas prices, but it's something. They say for a household of two vehicles, they would get about $360 in the form of a check to be mailed out in July. That carbon tax has added about 50 cents to the cost of gasoline here in the Evergreen State. On the other hand, Mike Falk, he's the governor's spokesman. He defends the carbon auction, says the Climate Commitment Act funds come from the state's biggest polluters who are paying for the damage they cause. The companies pocketed $200 billion in profits, says they've been polluting for free. Money from the carbon auctions, according to the governor and Falk, are being put to good use. He says it's not a tax on Washingtonians. It's reinvested. It pays for free transit for youth and heat pumps and cost-saving weatherization improvements for low-income households. It buys electric school buses. This bill would not affect investments already made in previous sessions using that revenue. By the way, the voter group Let's Go Washington has filed an initiative 2117 to repeal the state's cap and trade laws.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
The state minimum wage increases to the highest in the nation, $16.28 an hour today. The overtime rules also are changing, lowering the salary threshold for professional workers to $67,725 a year. Agriculture workers may now also benefit from the overtime pay after 40 hours is worked in a week. That's down from the 55 hours for ag workers in 2022. They went to 48 hours this last year in 2023. Now ag workers are being paid like anybody else. Improved conditions for gig workers and rideshare drivers take effect today. Rideshare drivers will now enjoy rate guarantees depending on their location. Hospital workers, there will be improved staffing requirements. The state says lean staffing can heap an unfair burden on nurses and other workers, so the new rules will hold hospitals accountable to improve conditions for their staff. Two Grant County deputies hurt after their patrol cars crashed into one another when they were responding to an emergency call. The deputies, two separate patrol cars, were responding to a fatal crash that involved a pedestrian near State Route 17. A reserve deputy, Rob Harris, was going south on State Route 17. He started to slow down so he could position his patrol car to block the highway. As he turned his vehicle, a patrol car being driven by Jason McDonald came up behind the Harris vehicle, crashed into it. Then lost control of the patrol vehicle, went off the road, hit a light pole, and knocked it down. Being the first day of 2024, I thought we would pass on. This is going to be a crucial year for the United States of America if we're going to stay like our founders envisioned. So I wanted to take just a minute here this Monday to talk about a little bit about Britain, one of the world's oldest democracies, but a lot of people very concerned that essential rights and freedoms are under threat. They point to restrictions on protest imposed by the government. They've seen some environmental activists jailed for peaceful but disruptive actions. The government in Britain says they are stopping extremist activists from hurting the economy and disrupting daily life. Well, critics say it's an example of how Britain's civil rights are being eroded with little scrutiny from the country's elected representatives and not enough protection from the courts. Now, in Britain, the unwritten constitution doesn't offer enough protection from the politicians who want to push the limits of what's allowed. Holding a sign outside a courthouse reminding jurors of their right to acquit defendants. A retiree facing up to 2 years in prison for holding that sign. A banner reading, "Just Stop Oil" off a bridge. An engineer got a 3-year prison sentence. For walking slowly down the street, scores of people have been arrested. Hundreds of people arrested for demonstrations in the UK. Tough new laws restricting the right to protest. Well, the government says the laws prevent extremist activists from hurting the economy and disrupting daily life. The critics, they say civil rights are being eroded without scrutiny from lawmakers or protection from the courts. Sweeping arrests of peaceful demonstrators. Government officials labeling activists as extremists. This report from Britain says it marks a worrying departure for a liberal democracy. It is something to be aware of. The world is changing. The United States is changing. Let's make it a good 2024.
Those little emergency shutoff valves under your sink, the ones you probably have trouble getting to because of soap, window cleaner, and dog shampoo hiding them? And can you even turn them off if you need to? Fogle Pump and Supply has the new quarter-turn valves that use a brass ball seal and not a crusty washer. In fact, Fogle Pump and Supply has all the modern plumbing supplies you need in plastic, iron, copper, PEX, and more. Stop by and check them out at their North Highway location. Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
The second consecutive season, the Seattle Seahawks go into the final week of the regular season needing help from others in order to reach the postseason. The Seahawks finding themselves in the situation by self-inflicted, yesterday's game wasn't very good. The Seahawks collapsed defensively. It was a 30-23 loss to Pittsburgh. The running for Pittsburgh, especially the first half running, they had like 6 yards of play. Tackling, not good at all. Allowed the Steelers to really take control of the game. Pete Carroll, obviously, again, disappointed, very frustrated in the locker room. So the Seahawks had the opportunity to be in the playoffs, period. But now it's going to take not only a final game win, but some help from other teams. Ethan Price, 25 points, Eastern Washington Eagles defeating Sacramento State. 87-41, that game Saturday night. K.J. Simpson, a career-high 34 points, got 13 of 14 in Colorado's parade at the foul line. The Buffaloes, they held off the Cougars yesterday, 74-67, the final. Cougars lose. Buffalo's, they built most of their lead early in the game. Buffalo's were 7-for-7 at the foul line before the Cougars even got a free throw. Colorado ended up 15 of 19 at the foul line in the second half. Cougars only 6 of 8. Not a good series with Colorado for the Cougars. Colorado leads that series 19-7, and Colorado has defeated WSU 13 13 times in a row. They are 13-0 when Colorado plays the Cougars in Colorado. Cougars return home. They host Oregon State. That game coming up on Thursday. Oh, man, what happened Friday? The 13th-ranked Gonzaga losing to San Diego State at home. 84-74. That down at McCarthy Athletic Center. Oh, Gonzaga 9-4. Likely not going to be in the top 25 when that poll comes out later today. That would mean the Zags would be unranked for the first time since 2015. Man, Gonzaga's first home loss in a non-conference opponent since 2015. Gonzaga's got a little bit of work to do. It's going to be a busy week. It's the first of the year. That means it's back to school time coming up, and that means a lot of high school basketball. For the radio, Colfax Chewila coming up on the 5th. The 6th, it's going to be Medical Lake Colville. On the 9th, Kettle Falls Chewila. And then Upper Columbia Academy Chewila on the 11th. And a lot of Chewila basketball coming up. Colville Deer Park coming up the 16th. High school basketball, you're going to hear it all season on 92.1 KCRK. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions, 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls. They offer general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies, they are welcome. Call 509-738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Areas of fog, just depending on where you are. 37 the high this afternoon, 25 overnight. 37, cloudy on Tuesday. There is a possibility of a few snow flurries on Tuesday night, down to 25 overnight. Partly sunny, 38 Wednesday, cloudy 24 Wednesday night. By Thursday night, into Friday, that's when we are looking at likely a little bit of snow. About an 80% chance we're going to see some snow Thursday night, Friday. Then it'll be turning to rain. Not going to get that warm, 34 for a high Friday. Rain, snow mixed on Saturday, 33 for the high. And a little more snow on Sunday. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. No wind at all, high pressure in the area, 30.40. We're at 35 degrees. Really glad you could join us. I hope your New Year's Eve festivities found you having a good time and fun. Maybe watch the fireworks on TV from Vegas and Seattle and, you know, for that matter, the dropping of the big ball in New York. Hope that you had a good New Year's Eve. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.